Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, looks like Blog Talk is jacked up again. Let's see if we can overcome this challenge.
Okay. 1 minute until showtime.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up. It's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up. Keep your faith in the Lord and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the
stand by, we're having some technical challenges. Trying to get the other lines on and reconnect it. second. Get that connection. Should be underway. All right, Tony, we connected.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
We've been having some challenges, but I think we got it now. We don't have the Q&A line is not operational, and that's all that I can tell right now. You're still connected, right?
I'm still here.
Okay, because it's showing that you're still being processed. But if you're here, you're here. But this board is still showing that I'm calling you.
Oh.
All right. Well, this will be an info-only call because we won't get feedback from the members other than what's posted in the question section. So let's see what we can do with this call and get it underway. Let me try to get the recording started.
To start conference recording, press 1. To the recording has started.
So you telling me I'm not getting no music today?
Well, I just turned it on, but it didn't do anything. Let me try it again.
It's all right.
It cycled and just stopped for some reason. Let me see. Okay, are you still there?
I'm still here. It's all okay. Right. We don't need it. We don't have it. I'm good. I can dance without music.
Yeah, but I don't understand why this thing is. Well, of course, this is blog talk, though. Okay.
I go to the club and turn the music off and dance anyway.
Yeah, for some reason, the clip starts and then it just kicks back off. So they've got this system screwed up. All right. There have been no updates going out over the weekend. So I guess we can just jump right into the news and go from there.
Tony, how
What's
you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar.
Yeah,
we've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life, I
cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen, lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Let's go.
We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
Let's go.
We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn. It's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
All right, you still with me?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, this thing has a mind of its own today, so let's go for it.
Okay, still no call in line?
No callers. It didn't reset for that.
Oh. All right, guys, we're just making a short call. Not a whole lot of information out there anyway. We didn't put anything out. What I can tell you guys is that the news on the TV today is all about the lower denoms, not the 52, 50, and 500, but the actual lower denoms is all over the TV over there today, telling them the exchange process, the value, when they can look for it. I mean, we can make this a real short call, I guess. We don't have any writing questions either?
Yes, we do have those.
Oh, we do? Okay. All right, so Iraq is talking to their citizens about smaller groups that they'll be coexisting with their deposits. They're going to include the smaller groups with their deposits now. See, and this ties into the part about returning the damaged notes, which I told you guys last time. They have to be turning the damaged notes in for something, and they're going to get them. Seeing the smaller groups and the lower notes will exist. This is on TV. This is in the news. It's what's being broadcast in Iraq to that, which is a good day. So my guy in Iraq keeps saying the same thing about it's done, done, done. He said, we've done ours. We're waiting. You guys are holding it up. This is my government guy in Iraq. He says, you guys, the U.S. is holding it up. We are ready to go as far as he goes. Now, our bank guys, just so you know, over the weekend, they will breach Saturday morning. They will breach Sunday morning. That the 800 numbers would come out either Saturday night. They didn't Sunday night. And we know they didn't. Because both briefings said we're going to have people in the banks on Monday. It's Monday, nobody's in the bank because there's no 800 numbers. So all we can think is we're the ones holding it up is what Iraq says because they were ready to go. Hopefully everything explodes tomorrow. Today is the last day of the fiscal year. So, now, this is just coming from me, not from the Treasury, not from the banks because everybody thought it should have been done. But it's the last day of fiscal year if our fiscal, not physical, the fiscal year. And if they don't want to do it on the last day, if they want to start fresh tomorrow, could make sense why it didn't happen over the weekend. Why they didn't tell them, I don't know, but it didn't happen. Iraq is again saying we're the ones holding it up. They've done everything they need to do, and they are ready to go. I do know that some people were contacted over the weekends by their banks, and they did schedule appointments for this week. I know that has already occurred. They have scheduled appointments for later in this week. I do know that, but it was based on what they have been told. I do know it's time to go, and again, it's all over TV over there, and they're telling them they're supposed to be in the coming days. I think the coming days are here. They're explaining down to the fields to them in the news and on the TV is being broadcast over there, and we're sitting here waiting. All exchange centers are being manned today. I know that, even the people that weren't. I do know that the bank has also shared with more of their members that this is real. Wasn't a pretty picture, but they did it, so more of them are aware of it. And we're ready to go. All right, Ray, that's the news of the day.
Okay, we'll start with Mummy Bud. Bood. I don't know. Let's see. When
Mommy
Tony
what?
Says bood or bud, you know, because
okay.
It's like neighborhood, it'd be. Anyway, so this is Mommy B O O D. When Tony says that they want this done by the 30th, who are they? And do they have the authority to make it so?
They would be they who I just said, the United States of America, and they have the authority to make it so. Now, Iraq thought it would be done by the 30th. That was the goal. Evidently, somebody decided to move it to the 1st. And I gave you guys the only rationalization I could think of to move it to the 1st, since we're on the 3rd. Now, the day isn't over with. I'm telling you, high up in the bank, not at the exchange center, not at the branches. That reason, thought we were going to be at the bank today because that's what they were told. And I don't mind telling you, they told me 99.9% people will be walking in the bank on Monday. Well, Monday's not over, so we'll see. I just got the feeling since the 800 numbers didn't come over the weekend like we were expecting, that this could roll to Tuesday. All right, what's next?
Let's see. Lena says, in 2017, I asked, did you think this would continue into 2018? And Ray scoffed at the question. I am again asking, do you think this will go into 2020? And yes, I have been listening to each call as I had in 2017. Well, I scoffed based on the information that was given at that time, Lena, that pretty much said, hey, this deal is over with. And that's pretty much what we're getting now, too. The information that says, hey, this deal is over with. But unless you have something different or better. Well,
I'm going to say Ray scoffed at it again. So, that's all we can do. We know things change, and I told you guys from the very beginning, if you were here, that's how you negotiate. And you're going to learn that in a minute, or you're going to lose all your money. But that's how people who negotiate, do business, do it all the time. If I know I need to get 100 things done before this deal goes through, am I going to present you all 100 of them to start with so you can say no? No. I'm going to present them 5, 10 at a time, and, hey, then we can work it. When you get those 5 done, hey, guys, we realize this needs to be done, so now I need you to do this so we can get it through. And they've been doing that for years, and I've told you guys that every time we get right down to the date, the U.S. throws in 5 more conditions, 6 more conditions, because they felt Iraq couldn't take them all at one time, or it would be insurmountable to them if they gave them, this is what we want y'all to look like. Because they would say, we're not ever going to look like that. And people would have fought it. But by giving it to them a little bit at a time, you know, one bite of the apple at a time, eventually you can eat the whole apple. And that is what has occurred And right now, everybody's saying we're down to the core of the apple and this is over. They met everything. It took us 10 years to get all of it out there, but it's out there. They've accomplished it. They're a different country with a different type of government than they were 10 years ago, and now they're saying they're ready. And once again, we've done everything you guys asked us to do again, which they have. Everything's done. Everything that needs to be done, wanted to be done, has been completed. They're saying, once again, you guys are holding us up. Even though the IMF said we're free to do what we want to do with our money, our country is free. America, the U.S. is holding it up. Okay? What's next?
Okay. KC says, how is Iraq going to trade on NASDAQ on October 1 if they are not international?
They are international. And they're supposed to be on ISX today, NASDAQ tomorrow. So let's see what happens.
Okay. All right, TNDR. You have to really work on brevity. But anyway, if the IQD comes out at $8, do you think the traders will look at this with concerns that may mean it will not go up so much due to them seeing that it is reasonable to think the rate will come down to a near Kuwait rate sooner or later?
First of all, investors, forex people, are different, I was going to say, than you and I, but they're different from you. They're much like I am. They gamble. That's what life's about, gambling. And you get the biggest rewards when you gamble or take the biggest chances. So in gambling, games, and in life, it's called no guts, no glory. I don't know if you guys ever heard that before, but it's a term that I use frequently. No guts, no glory. Same thing that they're going to do on there. If it comes out at $8 and they figure 16 is the cap, then they want to make the difference between that 16. If it comes out at $12, they're going to still make a difference between there, because no matter where it comes out, it will go up before it comes down. That's the only way they're going to create the market on the Forex. It's for all these people to jump in, make the money, and then hope eventually once it goes out, it goes back up over the years. But they will get into it regardless of where it comes up. So hold on, because that's a good spot to give you guys the rates. Except Ray, I got the wrong piece of paper. You got it? The rates we got over the weekend. The rates. We're supposed to open it.
Over the weekend?
Yeah. Now, everybody didn't have a screen rate over the weekend. Most people didn't, because we told you that they said when it comes back on their screen, they're going to be able to schedule some appointments and start bringing people in. But I can tell you that some people at the higher levels did have rates. You got them?
Go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. Might be on my phone. Hold on. I got to find it. That's right. I was looking on my piece of paper, but I think.
The ones that came back down.
Huh? Yeah, I am.
Okay. So that was, what, 3.91 for the dinar, 47 cents on the dong, 108 on the rupiah. I forgot what the zen was. But the
16 to 22.
16, okay.
Says, yep, that's the screen rate that was showing over the weekend for the people who could see it.
And 3.22 on the real.
Yes. I will tell you guys, this is the advice that was given. I'm going to share it with you. Even though it wasn't meant for the whole world, I'm going to give it to the whole world. Get in, get out. Get in and get out. Yeah. We just gave you the rates. They are all negotiable. They are all negotiable depending on how much you have. Now, they're going to negotiate in the beginning. Sooner or later, they're going to stop. But I'm telling you, they are all negotiable depending on how much you have. So, we know what the contract rates are because they haven't changed that we know of. So, can you negotiate all the way up to the contract rate? That's for you to find out. If you can't get the contract rate or don't want to get the contract rate because of the NDAs or whatever, when you negotiate a different rate, I'm going to tell you this, when you negotiate a different rate than what's showing on that board, you're going to sign an NDA anyway because it's a different rate. So be prepared to do that. But negotiate. Once again, they have been told not to let you walk out the room with that money. Get that money. That's what they're being told. So it's probably the last time I'm getting to say that. I hope it is anyway. All right, what's next?
Okay, Sunstar says the day the RV, let me see, the day of the RV, okay, when many world currency rates will change instantly, do you expect all Tier 1 and Tier 2 banks to have the new currency rates on their website?
Absolutely. So I'm going to change it one time.
Right. Past question from last Monday. You were going to check on the contractors and foreign workers on dinar rate changes on their upcoming payroll. Any change?
I don't know. I asked Ray before the call started what was I supposed to check on, and he couldn't remember. So I did ask him. I said, what was I supposed to check on? Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to check right now. Let me see. Let me see if I can get hold of them. Hold on. I knew it was something. I just didn't know what it was. Go ahead with the next one I'm doing. I'm sorry.
All right. Sunstar's last question. Do you believe the new dinar rate will have to be implemented into the Gazette to become official law before final release to the public?
No, because every time the rate changes, it's not going to go into the Gazette and become law before we're. I think we're about to hear about it. Now, I could be wrong because it's a revalue or renomination, but after I know it won't, I could be wrong because, and I'm just saying, because I know the banks have scheduled people to come in on Wednesday, so they could be waiting for it to come out Wednesday morning in Iraq, and they start doing it. But I do know people are scheduled for Wednesday and beyond already. But, no, I don't think we need to see it. This is the CBI doing this, and the CBI controls rates and rate changes.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
High Tide says, can I split my Zimbabwe bond redemptions into two groups? The first group to redeem the bonds and set up structured payouts over a long period of time, and the second group to get redeemed without structured payouts. Simply have the dollars placed in our accounts and then move said funds to other banks in order to spread out our risk?
Guys, I have no idea what they're going to do, what they're going to let you do as far as that is concerned. I do know it's negotiable. You go in there, you talk to your wealth manager, you set it up and see what you can get done. I'm not going to be able to answer every different circumstance or situation for everybody when they go into the bank. Everybody's going to have something different, strategy, something they're working on or what their goals are. And we're not going to be able to do that here, okay? All right. So, no, the guys, the contractors have not been notified when to change their rate for their workers yet. Simple answer.
All right.
What's next?
Jim and Casey. On February 15th, 2019, you said this in a tweet. Quote, I forgot to tell you guys at the end of the call that the info received says we will receive the highest rates with a fee. That means the 17 to 30% difference between the buy and sell rates will not apply. Ask and you shall receive, LOL, end of quote. If there is no buy-sell difference, what does highest rates with the fee mean?
If there is no buy-sell difference, it means the rates that we have been getting are the rates they intend to give us for the currency. Our exchange is separate from, I don't know, somebody just walking in the bank, I guess. Now, we did hear there was a fee at one time. It was going to be 1% fee or 1% to 2%. And anything in between, you could negotiate. Then they came back and said they're not going to do any fee. The bank is just going to do the exchange. Now, guys, we've gotten a lot of information over the years. We've told you how and what to do in any situation. Fee, no fee. Differential, no differential. Negotiate, negotiate. How to negotiate, where to start at with, and what to do if you don't like the circumstances. That's what you have to do. Now, I've only told you over the years, and again, the plan has changed over the years, gone back and forth. I don't know what's going to happen when you walk through the door. What I've done is try to prepare you for every situation so you would know what to do. All right, what's next?
Divine 33 says, oh, today is my birthday. Please play the birthday song. Good luck if that works. Divine 33, but let it try and see.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
And happy birthday, Divine 33.
Happy birthday.
All right, Full of Hope says, on many calls, Tony, you have said it was scheduled to go Saturday night, it was scheduled to go Friday night, or many other nights, and it didn't happen. Can you please tell me who schedules it to go and why it is stopped? Is it because of a problem that has arisen, or are they still working things out?
Guys, again, we've been here for years. We know the Treasury schedules it to go. We know the Treasury stops it when it doesn't go. They have the power, even though it goes through the system. We know. We know that the server is located in Houston, Texas, because I told you guys that's where it is. And if it doesn't go through, for whatever reason, they're controlling it. Why they stop it could be a host of reasons. It's probably not the same reason every single time that it has been stopped. But it has been stopped. Iraq has tried to put it through more than once. It has been stopped here in the U.S. So there's no way that we're going to know every single time why this guy said don't do it today, do it tomorrow. Something happened in Iran. Something happened in Iraq. Something happened in China. Something happened in Washington where they were using this as leverage. Now, or they wanted to add 5 more conditions, so they're going to stop it. But they gave them full of hope. They got right up to it. Just realized we had to do this. So nobody's going to be able to tell you every single time why it stopped and who made the phone call to stop. We just know that it was stopped. And I'm just being as honest with you as I can. Some of the things that you guys are asking, you know we don't know. You know it's top secret. You know it's part of the 60% that we don't know. And we're probably never going to know. But everything I can tell you, Jimmy, I will absolutely tell you. Okay.
Cajun Red Bull says, someone mentioned a couple of days ago that when we get the 800 numbers and call, we should give the zip code of where you want to exchange. I thought we were supposed to give the zip code of where we live, and they will direct us to where we need to go. Please confirm this for us.
That's exactly what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to give your information, not make-up information, not lie to them. They're trying to set appointments closest to you, for you, with the right individual. If you start lying about how much you have, when you have it, what your zip code is, everything else, then that's going to make it bad for your situation. Now, some people are going to do things and they're going to get away with them or not once they get there and they have to fill out the paperwork and their zip code they're putting down on their address is not the one they gave, and they got looked at and said, oh, you're in the wrong area, so you just wasted your appointment because I can only handle this zip code right here, and you gave me the wrong zip code for your address. Well, man, you're going to be mad, and then you get put off for an extra week, 10 days, because everybody else made their appointment with the correct information. Then you're going to need to go back to that idiot who told you to do that and see if he's going to compensate you because the rate changed while you got delayed. Okay, what's next?
Pepito 3891424 says, do you think that there will be any scheduled protests on October 1, like what happened in Egypt a few years back because the government hasn't revalued the dinar yet?
No. Somebody asked me about it yesterday. I have seen absolutely nowhere, have heard nowhere, that there's going to be 5, 10, 20 million people in the streets of Iraq protesting. And they said today, which surely didn't happen. And then why tomorrow? If they're going to be in the streets doing anything, it's going to be celebrating, not protesting.
All right.
All right. What's next?
Steve Yoga says, what does get in, get out mean? Get into the bank and get out?
It means you make your appointment as fast as you can and get done.
Okay. Nineball says, has there been any updates on the tax situation regarding our transactions?
No. We've heard no change in the tax situation at all. Not from the Treasury, not from the IRS. I haven't heard from anywhere. We're still being told this is a non-taxable event.
Okay. Well, it seems like we're fortunate enough to have one live caller that made it through.
Is that right?
Yeah. 803 area code. You're on. You can hear us.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Excellent. Hey, yay. This is Beth.
So,
I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
What did you do different to get in is what I want to know.
I called in, and then it answered, and then it didn't do anything for about a minute, but then it clicked in and said being connected. So maybe it's just a patience and waiting issue today?
Okay. We'll know in about 5 minutes.
I'll keep talking and see if anybody else can get in, huh?
Yeah, we'll know if your marriage is working or not. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I had two questions. One, I just wanted to confirm that when we go to do the exchange, you keep talking about negotiating. When we do the initial exchange, I'm thinking there's only two things we really need to negotiate, and the rest is when we go see a wealth manager. So when we first go to do the exchange, the one thing we're going to negotiate, of course, is the currency rate. So I'm going to try and get the highest rate I can for the dong that I have, correct?
Yep.
And then the other thing I was thinking that we would negotiate is the money that I have to leave at the bank for 24 hours or more. Should we be negotiating on an interest rate that money is going to earn while that money is sitting there for those days, whether it's overnight or several days until I move it somewhere else or get with a wealth manager?
Okay. You're right. There's two things you're going to negotiate on. One is the amount that you have, your exchange rate. The other is your fee rate, if there is one. That's the only two things you're going to be able to negotiate with the exchanger, because that's the only two things he can do: exchange your currency and charge you a fee. Everything after that is going to be dealt with your wealth manager or your private banker. Now, unless you have enough money that they set your appointment up with a private banker or a wealth manager, then you can do all your negotiating at one time.
That was my other question. When you keep talking about if you have enough money, what is enough? Or where do you think the breaking point will be between, oh, you have a good amount, or you have a good amount?
Okay. I think at $5 million, you're going to get a private banker. At $50 million, you're going to get a wealth manager.
Okay, and that's if I brought in 50 million dong, I would get a wealth manager? Or if after
no,
I exchange,
if
I
your
could trip, end up with 50?
Right. If your exchange amounts 50 million, dong, dinar, zim, whatever, 50 million, now you're a $50 million client, I think you will get a wealth manager.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. That's how I think it's going to happen. So.
Okay. When you were talking about, there's been times it's gone back and forth between them saying they didn't want to create too many millionaires, so they were going to try and give the contract rate to people that had less, and then not feeling that way. Do you know how that has been sitting lately? Like, are we better off negotiating if we have a lot of currency we're bringing in? Or do you think the higher rates are going to go to the people that have less?
Okay. This is what's going to happen. I know what they said they wanted to do. And I know we told you what the limit was. And he said it still is for the dinar for getting the contract rate, $20 million. I don't know who he's going to give it to, the lower people or the more. What I'm going to do is try to get the contract rate on everything. And I want it all. Now, that may be part of our negotiation. Because then if they say, well, I can only give you the contract rate on $5 million, then I'm saying, well, then that's all I want to exchange. Because if I got $20 million and you're only going to give me the contract rate on $5 million, I'm giving this other $15 million to my brother, sister, uncle, cousin, and let them all come in here and get the contract rate.
Right.
Or you can just give it to me, and let's work out a deal and get the contract over with. That's just me.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
That was it? Nobody else got in?
No one else got in. Just that one line.
Oh, man. You got CIA's number?
No.
No. I say, give it to me. I'm gonna call her so she can ask questions for everybody. I know she got. Okay. All right, guys. That's all we got, huh?
You just made me think of something, but no, I don't think I have that number.
Okay, so if you guys have Ray's number, you better text him real quick. Oh, God.
Well, that'll just make for a short call for today, then. We answered all the questions and gave all the information he had to give. So I guess we can wrap this one on up.
All right. So here's a question. Somebody asked me, can you exchange in another state if you're in vacation? If it's still in your zone, you can still make your phone call and give them your information. I know they're not going to let you exchange in a different state than the one you live in. I don't believe. But what you do is dial the 800 number and ask. That's what you guys do. If you're not at home, they make that announcement. Still dial the 800 number, give me information, and ask, what can you do? And they can try to set those appointments for you. All right? Okay. Well, guys, I don't know what's going on with our system here the last 3 days or the last 3 calls. If somebody's intentionally trying to keep us out or was just messed up, I just don't know. But we're going to deal with it. Either way we look at it, we'll make something happen. And we're right here where we wanted to be, except we're not at the bank. Iraq is saying again, they've got everything done. They're broadcasting it to their people on TV about the Lords in Arms, the fields, what it means to them and how it's going to work. So they are excited. They're not upset. They're not demonstrating when they're seeing every day on TV this is about to happen, and they feel it could happen at any moment, any time. The exchanges are at the banks, even right now. They were told over the weekend the 800 number should have came out and we should be coming in and they will be making our appointments today. So I haven't talked to them that they're upset. They're just sitting there waiting because they're being told the day is not over. The day is not over. So anything could happen. Tomorrow starts the year, though. But even if they started the calls today, I think you still may not go in until in the morning so it could start on the 1st of October. Even if they started making appointments today, we wouldn't go. We do know that some people have been contacted already. They do have appointments already scheduled for later in the week because they firmly believe we will have started by that time. So that's where we're at. Yes, I feel it's over. We're that close. I don't see any way that this could go another 90 days with all the information that's out there. All the information is being broadcast on TV today, especially all the rates. And the fact that some of the banks let their other employees know at the end of last week and over the weekend that the dinar is actually real. And they got a reaction from it. And it wasn't good. So I know they want to get this done as fast as possible for those people to figure out how to go get involved. Because they evidently haven't yet, because they were still mad at work today that they found out finally that this was real. So some things have definitely happened. Don't listen to the idiot telling you that it's a lock or it's going to start low at 1 cent, 10 cents. It's going to have to float up. It's going to take months because he's just an idiot. Just doesn't really understand about this and the process. I've been involved in it for 10 years and haven't figured it out yet. Remember, there was a bunch of them out there telling you guys the Zim wasn't going to go. We don't know if it is. There was two other super idiots telling you that the Dong wasn't going to go. Now they're all on board. Oh, yeah. But for years, they've been telling you there's no way it was going to go. They just didn't have the right information, didn't take the time to learn it and go through it. But we are here. We know what's going on. We know the currency that's going on. And even to them, they were still saying it over the weekend. Oh, and she said, bring it all in. Bring it all in. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm taking it all in. All of it. And get what I can get. So, again, let's be ready. Let's be visual. Let's have a plan. And know how to negotiate. All right? Enjoy your day, because that's what I'm going to do with mine. Ray, take it away.
All right, folks, it's Marvelous-er Monday, and Murphy's Law Monday, as far as this system is concerned. But anyway, stay vigil. We'll keep an eye out, and as soon as we hear something new, we'll let you know. We'll text it out, post it in the chat room. We'll get the information out for you. Hopefully, between now and our next regularly scheduled call, Wednesday, will be a different economic reality for all of us. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
gonna get better. Put the same old parents.
Go in the room and round your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't handle it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
him. You won't be working out.
Yes,
if you believe it.
In the morning.
I don't remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
About your future.
Hello.
To stop conference
this is
recording,
your private
press
banker.
One.
It's done.
This session
it's
is
finished.
No longer being recorded.
What? Honey.
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed, there's nothing else to say. It's done, it's finished, the RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.